Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
5:39, it's 21 minutes in front of 6 o'clock. I'm Steve Bertrand. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News, and we are grateful that you are. Okay, you heard Lauren say in the newscast that the first Omicron variant patient has been found in the city of Chicago, fully vaccinated with the booster, and the cases have been very mild. So that's all good news. Dr. Kevin Most joins us now. He is the chief medical officer of Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. Dr. Most, welcome back.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You really want to know how I'm doing?
No, I know. I already heard.
It's so funny. I got my vaccine, my booster yesterday morning. And, you know, they've been very generous here with time off. And so I took yesterday off as a sick day. When I got the first one, I didn't feel great the first day. But I, you know, felt a little more sluggish the second day. But anyway, so this is the second day. And then just knowing you were coming, it's like getting sick on your way to the doctor's office. I've started fading. I had to go put my sweatshirt on and zip it up because I'm getting the chills a little bit. But that's okay. It's all good. I know it's going to pay off for me in the long run.
You can blame it on me. You always do anyway, so that's fine.
It's so funny. And I will say this, too. I'm glad we started this way because I wanted to bring it up. I got the flu shot, too. And, doctor, I know I'm supposed to get the flu shot. I don't typically get it, or I rarely get it. But I've learned so much over these past couple of years that I realize now that getting the flu shot isn't just for me, but it's that I can spread it to others who might be more susceptible. So a little education there went a long way. I got a couple jabs today or yesterday.
That's great. And we do appreciate that because what you just said is exactly true. You know, what we learned with COVID, hopefully people will take that and see it as a reflection of what we also can learn with influenza. And I hate to tell people, but we are already seeing cases of influenza A here right now, which is a little discouraging knowing we're coming into the holidays.
And we had that big outbreak at the University of Michigan, right, a few weeks ago?
Correct.
Okay, so is it Omicron? Omicron? How do you pronounce the variant?
Yeah, I pronounce it Omicron.
Omicron.
But, I mean, there are Omicrons. There's, you know, some people are calling it Kodachrome. I mean, they're making whatever they're going to remember it by.
Okay, I'll go with Omicron. And so, you know, we just got news within the past hour that there was a case here in Chicago, which, you know, it's significant because we're all talking about it. But we all knew this was going to happen, right? I mean, is this significant at all that it's here?
Yeah, you know, we knew it was going to happen. It was a matter of time. I would feel much more comfortable if this individual was in South Africa and traveled back home to Chicago. But unfortunately, it appears that his exposure came from someone from a different state who came to visit him. So if that individual traveled in an airplane, you know, was in O'Hare or Midway, and certainly had any interactions, you know, with other people here, we know this is going to be the predominant strain here within 3 to 6 months, and it's just going to be keeping our fingers crossed and really hoping that what they're seeing in South Africa is exactly what we'll see here.
Our phone number is 312-981-7200. Patty's on the line. We'll get to her in just a couple of minutes. But, okay, so and you're the expert. You know I like to play the expert. And you know I'm also naively optimistic when it comes to all of this. But if it's widely transmissible, it's not leading to a big increase in hospitalizations in South Africa, is it possible that this spreads around and actually just increases our herd immunity without killing that significantly more people?
Well, yep, 100%. You are spot on what many people are hoping and not many people are saying. You know, what we really want is, if you think about a virus, how does a virus survive? Well, it doesn't kill its host. It just is transmissible, makes people feel bad, but they still interact with others, which allows the virus to continue to spread. That's exactly what could play out here. And really, when we look at it and say, is that the best? Absolutely. You have a virus that, if you look at South Africa, where the cases are going straight up, but their hospitalizations are flat, that is what we want to see, because that virus potentially could push Delta out, become the predominant one, and now we're going from a pandemic to an endemic with something that may be more like influenza or the common cold.
So there is a possibility that we should be cheering the fact that there's an Omicron patient in Chicago. I mean,
Yeah, personally, I am. Now, again, we're still early.
Personally, you are. Oh, that's good to know. So you see this as encouraging?
I do. I see it very encouraging. It's almost like bring it on. We know that people who are vaccinated do very well with this so far, but again, still talking small numbers. And certainly, if individuals get vaccinated now, you know, they'll protect themselves against Delta, which is still 99%. But I'll tell you, Steve, when we talk in a couple of weeks, you're going to see those percentages change dramatically just because we know how much more contagious it is. But we want a virus that's contagious, that causes mild illness, versus one that's contagious and obviously causes hospitalizations.
That's Dr. Kevin Most, the Chief Medical Officer of Central DuPage Hospital. Doctor, I'm going to take a quick break here. I've got more questions for you about that and a lot more. We'll take your phone calls as well, 312-981-7200. First, Mary's got to look at the weather and traffic.
Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Let's make it 11 minutes in front of 6 o'clock. Steve Bertrand here on Chicago's Afternoon News. We're talking to Dr. Kevin Most from Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. I want to get to your phone calls, but I just want to pursue this a little bit. So you were painting the scenario of where the Omicron variant could be good news because it spreads wildly and isn't that severe when it comes to symptoms. When will we know if that's the case?
Well, I think we'll hear more coming out of South Africa here over the next couple of weeks. But the information, like I said, coming out of there now is very promising. So certainly, I would say well before Christmas, we'll have a good idea, because a couple things are going to happen. You're going to see a lot more cases here, and we're going to have a lot more information out of South Africa, where this is running rampant right now and well over, like, I want to say 75% of their cases now. So certainly, we may have really good news here by Christmas.
Wow, that's fantastic. But as far as we know, this is just for vaccinated people, or is it mild when it comes to the unvaccinated as well?
Well, yes, certainly for the vaccinated, it is really good. But even the unvaccinated, they're not seeing a large number of hospitalizations. So the vaccine appears to be very helpful to protect for severe disease, and the unvaccinated appear to be impacted the most, but not at the level that we're seeing with Delta.
You're right. Yeah, they said that hospitalizations weren't dramatically up there, and those people would likely be vaccinated, or unvaccinated, I guess I should say, so that's good. Okay, Patty's
correct.
Been
especially
hanging
in South Africa, Steve, where we're talking about vaccination rates that are 40-50%, wow, not the 80% they were seeing here.
I always like talking to you, but I think I like it most today. Patty, you've been waiting forever. Thank you for your patience. What can we do for you?
Hi there. Thank you for my call. Dr. Most, I've received my vaccine, the Moderna 1 and 2, and as a nurse, I'm way overdue for my booster. But after both episodes of my Moderna, I developed an irregular heartbeat like a skip beat. And due to my history of AFib, I've had cardiac ablations for AFib and SVT. I'm a little nervous to have this booster again. My cardiologist, who's actually out of CDH, has kind of encouraged me to go have the booster, but I'm just wondering what your thought is and if you've heard of this.
Yeah, Patty. Well, a couple things. One, thank you for being a nurse and continuing to be a nurse. We need you, and we appreciate your service. Certainly, we have heard, and I'm sure you know, and the cardiologist has said, you know, we've seen mild cases of myocarditis, mild cases of pericarditis that are short-lived after some individuals get the vaccine, and then they resolve, which is good. Now, someone like you, it's a little bit unusual, right? If you had a history of AFib, and now you're just getting occasional PVCs. So if they happened right after your vaccine, you got a little inflammation of the heart that caused this, but then they resolved, I certainly would follow the recommendation for your cardiologist, who says, hey, we have much more risk if we get COVID in someone who has heart disease than if we have symptoms for a few days, you know, from the vaccine itself, from whether it's a little mild case of myocarditis or pericarditis.
Okay, yeah, that's what he suggested. I actually had an echo to see if there was any heart damage due to the Moderna, and there wasn't, but
good.
I'm actually scheduled for it tomorrow, but I thought I would call and get your opinion, so I appreciate it.
Roll up your sleeve, Patty. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
312-981-7200 is the telephone number. I had a text earlier, Doctor. Oh, let me ask you this. So we were talking at the outset, too. This is has to do with the medical costs and everything. You know, there's a state legislator who wants to allow insurance companies to not cover unvaccinated people who go to the hospital for COVID. And someone raised a great point that goes, well, because the idea was that we're all suffering from it because our premiums will go up, blah, blah, blah. But someone said, well, if those people go and they can't afford their hospital bill, that gets spread to us in various ways as well. So it wouldn't alleviate the problem much. Is that true?
It's certainly true. If you have COVID and you are very sick with COVID, as some unvaccinated are, I mean, I hate to say it, but your bill can be in the millions of dollars if you're in the intensive care unit and get ECMO or a lung transplant. So certainly, I think we're much better off trying to educate people about the importance of vaccination than try to slap their hand. Because, like you said, when this happens, the cost gets handed down. Costs go up in the hospitals. We can't collect that money to keep the hospital open. Costs go up. Insurance companies. So there really is no benefit to trying to scare this into people. We should be working more on the education side of vaccinations.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. Richard is called. Richard, welcome to WGN.
Yes. I have a question to Dr. Most.
Great.
Maybe this is redundant, but do these COVID viruses have the ability to just propagate through the atmosphere, or do you actually need human-to-human contact in some fashion?
Yes, Steve. Richard, if you're asking about transmission, the virus won't mutate or get a variant just by floating around. It has to have a host source where it's going to continue to make copies of it. So certainly we're not worried about viruses sitting on countertops or anything like that where they're going to be mutating. They need to be in a host where they're in a lungs or they're in the back of the throat of an individual where all they're doing is using our cells and using our body to replicate. That is where our biggest concern is.
Thank you for the call, Richard. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You bet. The CEO of Pfizer spoke earlier, and in fact, we have a texter with the same question. Because it spreads so quickly, does that lead to the possibility of more variants from Omicron? And if it's weaker to begin with, does that mean the variants would be weaker or could they be worse?
The variants could be worse, but what you have to understand is when you have a very efficient virus, it is going to be able to spread. If it were to mutate and have another variant that was more transmissible, that would be very unusual and very scary potentially. But right now, when you have something that's as transmissible as this and as the ability to spread like this, the variants are probably going to be ones that are not going to survive, and this is going to be the one that will survive.
Gotcha. Okay, back to the phones. Kim has called in. Hi, Kim. Welcome to WGN.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
Hello?
Yeah.
My question is, I'm listening. I'm vaccinated, booster. I'm thinking of those who are not vaccinated. We're listening to the information about the Omicron. Does that give them more reason not to get vaccinated, thinking, hey, I can get it, I'm going to be fine? That's just my question.
Yeah, Kim, you know, and it's a question and it's a point that many people are bringing up. And I guess I look at it, if you were in Las Vegas and you had a chance of 99% that you were going to win a bet, would you take that? And you'd say, of course I would. And if I said, well, if you had a chance that 6 months from now, you're going to hold your money and wait to take that bet in 6 months, what would you do? You'd say, I want it now. In other words, what I'm saying is the Delta variant is the one that is here right now and is 99% of the cases. So if you want to be protected, get vaccinated now. Our hopes that Omicron is the predominant one 3 to 6 months from now certainly is a hope. But I would not be betting against Delta right now at this point. I would be telling people, get vaccinated all you can for both two reasons. One, it's going to protect you more for Delta and keep you out of the hospital and protect your life. Two, you're going to stop spreading it. And three, we know that it actually protects you even with Omicron.
Thank you for the call, Kim. I appreciate it. And we have a caller, Jane, on the line, but we don't have time to take the call, Doc. But her question is, what is the percentage of people in the hospital who are not vaccinated?
Steve, we're probably still well over 97, 98%. Wow. And as a matter of fact, some of the ones that are in the hospital and are COVID are incidental findings. In other words, they came in for their gallbladder, but we tested them and they were positive. So those are the ones, the vaccinated ones with the incidental findings, but we're really still looking at well over 95, 97% of unvaccinated being hospitalized for COVID symptoms.
You're the best. It's always great to talk to you. I love your approach and your calm demeanor. And I'm going to go drink some tea, Doc.
Take some Tylenol, too. So let's prevent that fever.
All right. We'll talk again. Dr. Kevin Most from Central DuPage Hospital. Okay, we're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And then after that, Billy Williams is getting a nice honor in his hometown. We'll talk to you about that. First, a visit with Lauren coming up.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Chicago's very own, home for the holidays, WGN.